This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay. We got Jay Moore. We got you on a Deal Breakers Thursday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch this show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago, the home of the Bears. And Cap, still to come, we will let everyone know about our breakfast brackets. We have a lot. We went through the first couple of regions. We're going to have the region of fast food, my favorite, as well as the sweet region. So that should be fun coming up as we move forward here on the show.
I'm looking forward to that. There were some horrifically bad seatings yesterday. We will find out how the selection committee did today. But Aaron Rodgers dominated the news cycle yesterday, and I may be in the minority. I thought he came off likable. Mm-hmm. I thought he came off looking a lot better than the Green Bay Packers. If he's telling the truth, and I don't believe he's a liar. You may say he's weird. Aaron Rodgers came off yesterday. You know I have an affinity for the guy, which is hard for me as a Bears fan. I thought yesterday Aaron Rodgers made the Green Bay Packers front office look like complete clowns.
Well, I'm in the minority. But the whole thing is that when you think about Aaron Rodgers, okay? Mm-hmm. When you think about Aaron Rodgers, that's just one side of the story. Mm-hmm. We don't know the Gutekunst or Mark Murphy part of the story when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. Just because the guy has a platform doesn't mean that he's truthful. I've heard Aaron Rodgers speak along this Pat McAfee show. His water's not that deep. I mean, it comes across as he's erudite, but his waters are really not that deep. Pretty shallow, quite frankly.
Wow.
But when you think of Rodgers, again, this is just one side of it. Ultimately, you may think he comes across as a babyface, but he is the ultimate heel. And the reason why that he is because he's in the middle of this. He is the ultimate look at me. He's the ultimate, hey, I'm not the reason. It's someone else. Here's what it comes down to. As a veteran in this league, how come every time, the last 2 or 3 years, he's holding up the process? Should I come back? Should I retire? I want more receivers. I want more. I want less. All of this. The whole world revolves around Aaron Rodgers, according to Aaron Rodgers. All he has to do is be able to say, instead of going into some deep cave and try to show how smart he is, just say, you know what? After my last game with the Packers, I feel like it's time to move on. You don't have to go to some random podcast to express your feelings. You don't even need to go to McAfee. Just go like a man with two legs and balls, and just go to the Packers and say, you know what? Not 90-10. How did I feel coming out of the cave? No, you know what? It's time for me to move on. I think it's time for us to divorce. That's all. Don't do the go-around. Don't try to diss Adam Schefter and Dana Rossini at the same time. Just say, I'm ready to move on. That's all. But all these long explanations and trying to Packersplain his way through this is nonsense. If this was an NBA player, you'd hit the roof. If this is LeBron or someone else doing this, you'd hit the roof. But Aaron Rodgers, comes across as a nice guy. He does not. He comes across as a heel.
Okay, I completely disagree with you, because if the Green Bay Packers truly sat in a room with him at the end of the season, he's a two-time MVP winner, he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise, and they've had some great ones, whether it's Bart Starr, Brett Favre. I think Aaron's number one on that list. And said to him, we want you to retire as a Packer. You stay as long as you want. And then he goes into the darkness and comes out and finds out, yeah, they actually stabbed me in the back and said, no, we're going to move on to Jordan Love. Really? then why not just be honest with the guy? You want honesty, Jonathan Hood? Then why not look at him that meeting right after the season? Aaron, we appreciate everything you've done for us. We feel like we've been good to you. We paid you a ton of money. You will always be a Packer legend. We look forward to retiring your number at some point. Guess what? We would like to go with Jordan. We're moving on. Don't give me this horse manure answer. Well, we'd like you to stay as long as you want to be here. That was a lie. And if that's what they truly said to him, and I have no reason to doubt that he's wrong, shame on the Packers front office. Shame on them. And I'm not excusing Aaron for being a diva. He's had his moments. When you get new receivers, Christian Watson and whoever it is, and you're not there at the offseason program, and then you come out and complain, these guys haven't picked up the system. Well, where were you all spring and summer? So I think he's going to go in motivated. I think he's going to be a hell of a football player for the Jets if he stays healthy. But I thought yesterday I watched that thing and went, preach.
Preach what? Preach to some tent revival of a whole bunch of people drinking the Kool-Aid of Aaron Rodgers? Preach to who? He wasn't preaching to me.
He was telling the truth.
His truth. You don't know if it's the truth or not.
I didn't hear the Packers come out yesterday and go, that's a lie.
Oh, yeah. They don't have to step up right after the McAfee show and be able to have a press conference willy-nilly.
Well, then they're allowing him to control the narrative. Because
okay.
The narrative is that Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst looked at him and said, we'd like you to be here. As long as you want to be here, we're good with it. Huh. He's in the darkness. Get him out of here. Just be a man and say it.
Well, what does he got to think about, though? If the organization says, I want you to be here as long as you want to be here, well, let me ruminate and think about it. Where are you going? At that time, you could just tell that the divorce and the divide was happening between the organization and the Packers, the organization and Aaron Rodgers. You knew it was happening. You knew it was happening. And if he doesn't want to be there, just step up and say it. That's all. I'll give Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and those guys credit. They get up on the wrong side of the bed and say, hey, just so you know, I don't want to be here anymore. Trade me. But this whole back and forth and this drama and all this nonsense is tiresome. I mean, if you're a Packer fan, maybe you're happy to see that Aaron Rodgers is gone. All I know is that you knew the divorce was coming. You knew it was coming. And I think that from the organization standpoint, they got tired of Aaron Rodgers going back and forth and hemming and hawing on what his future is going to be and all that. Pick a lane, man. It's business. Pick a lane.
They made that clear to him then. And he said, fine, I'm out.
He wasn't forced out, Cap.
Yes, he was.
No, he forced himself out. Because anybody that complains that much about the organization over and over again and never looks in the mirror for himself, you know, we always put it on the shoulders of the quarterback when a team loses. So Aaron Rodgers didn't get any blame. He controls the narrative more than anybody else in that organization about what he wants and how he wants to keep a coach and this offensive lineman, blah, blah, blah. They still underachieve as a team, and he's ahead of it.
And I don't disagree with that premise at all. I do not. The fact that they went in as the top seed and Brady walked in and beat his ass, That's on the whole team. But Aaron, as the leader, as you just said, that's on him. But when you're drafting a quarterback, what, 4 years ago now? 3 years ago? What has Jordan Love sat for, 3 years?
Yeah, just like Rodgers. Had to wait for Favre.
Correct. Tom Brady went to Tampa and said, I want Jonathan Hood. I want him to play left tackle for me. Mm-hmm. I want Gronk at tight end. I want Antonio Brown. Whoever, Leonard Fournette. And they acquiesced on everything. And he delivered him a Super Bowl. I think Aaron felt he deserved the same treatment. He didn't get it.
So in this scenario, who has the power? Who has the leverage here? Is it the Jets or the Packers? Or does anyone have the leverage? That's another question I would have.
I mean, people could say, well, the Jets could just take this all the way up to August. No, they can't. Because if they want the draft, if the Packers want the draft capital, it's got to happen by the draft. A. B. Do you really want this messy situation dragging on for months? No. I think the Jets have to pay a good price. He's a two-time MVP a year removed. Just a year removed. We're not going, well, in 2014 he was really good. No, he was a two-time back-to-back MVP. And then this year, didn't have a great year, played with a broken thumb, whatever the reasons are. I think they'll give a nice package. Maybe there's a first-round pick in there. get the deal done. Let's move on. Let the Jets build their football team and let the Packers move on with Jordan Love. The big fear as a Bears fan is, what if Jordan Love is really good? I'm not saying he's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but what if he's really good?
Could be. I guess
3 years of experience?
Yeah, it's just very limited tape. We saw him come in for Aaron Rodgers. We have no idea.
No idea.
I just know that the mood has changed at the NFC North because Rodgers is out. I just think that this whole thing's fascinating. And I guess if I was to answer the question, I would say that the Packers have the leverage because they want to be able to get what they think. It's never going to be equal compensation. I mean, it's a Hall of Famer. I just wonder what that looks like besides a first-round draft pick. We look at the age of Aaron at 39, right?
Right.
Okay, well, what does that mean in today's NFL when you're elite? 39 probably means 29.
Yeah.
He's got another 5 years of good football left, I would say, Shay.
I would say three.
I don't even know if he has three. Like, the history outside of Tom Brady, the history of guys north of 40, it ain't good. It's a huge gamble. And, like, we can say Rodgers is taking care of himself, but Brady wasn't doing ayahuasca trips, and Brady wasn't blowing off his teammates in the offseason. Brady was one-track-minded football. Rodgers hasn't been that. He's been anything other than that lately, actually. I agree with Hoodie. I think the Packers have the leverage because the Jets don't want this to go up to the draft. They want to be able to have this done. For the Packers, and really for Rodgers, it's not like he's going to show up to offseason stuff anyway. So they can just hang on and do this when they need to.
Well,
if that's the day
like
before the draft or day of.
Everything I've read from the New York media, he will be at the offseason stuff.
Mm-hmm. I believe it when I see it. Why would you blow off Green Bay the way he did, though? Coming in whenever he wants to? That's not right.
I don't disagree with you.
Well, you know, if you're the Jets, you have to demand that. But you shouldn't, though. A pro should know, okay, I'm going to be working with guys way younger than me. I need to be a better influence. He's 39. He's working with guys between, 23 and 30?
Yeah. 20,
23 and 27?
Yeah. What's Garrett Wilson, 22?
Got to be better than that.
Correct. But I don't know if they had to demand it. He probably said it. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be all in. I'm going to do this. All in. And if he's all in, do the Packers, I don't think they have all the leverage, but they certainly have leverage. But the Jets at the last second could go, you know what? We're signing Lamar Jackson. Good luck.
I wish the Jets were savvy enough to pull that off. Because whatever you think of Salah and that front office, we just know the Jets usually get it wrong. But getting Rodgers would be getting it right. I'd love for them to be able to pull that card out of their sleeve. Like, you know what? The juice is not worth the squeeze. Here you go. Come on, Lamar. Come with us. Wow.
Can you imagine that?
And Lazard be like, hey, man, I wasn't trying to get here. Mercedes Lewis. What is this?
Aaron? I got you paid. But can you imagine that?
Holy bleep.
If the Jets said, we're out. We just signed Lamar Jackson. The Packers would be like, what?
Then Aaron would retire.
He wants to play football. He's not riding off into the sunset. He'll end up, you watch, he's going to be a Jet. But if that card got played,
that'd be something.
He'd be playing for the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, Bears fans, let's get your reaction because we're on the sideline looking at this, knowing that there's a good possibility now that Aaron Rodgers will be out of the NFC North and now with the New York Jets. Was Rodgers too dominant to really be called a rival? Let's get your thoughts on this. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We'll unpack the rival piece of this conversation and also hear from Aaron Rodgers, who's on the Pat McAfee Show. You'll hear Rodgers in his thoughts from his standpoint about the Packers and Jets. That's still to come on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Captain J Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, we'll break down our breakfast brackets. You can go to ESPN 1000 at ESPN 1000 on Twitter and you can be able to vote. We're having fun with this and we'll give you the fast food region coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your thoughts here about Aaron Rodgers. Let's hear now from Aaron Rodgers, long form, from Pat McAfee. The Pat McAfee Show on YouTube. Intention to play for the Jets. Packers compensation holding things up. Listen.
So I've shifted my focus to entertaining, you know, what the plane would look like. And had, you know, the Packers granted, obviously, permission for the Jets to come out and visit. We had a nice visit. They decided to leave their cars in the street, which attracted paparazzi attention, which got, you know, a few of them photographed, which I thought was pretty funny. But
had a couple mistakes early.
But we had a nice conversation, and I told them, listen, I'm not ready to make a decision about anything. I want to get back into my workouts and see how it feels, you know, to really hit it hard for a week. I've obviously been working out before that, but to really hit it hard for a week and to see if the drive and the passion is still there, and then I'll, you know, see where we're at. And so, again, this is why this is not a decision here. The decision, I think, was made in my mind whether or not I was able to admit at that point, really on that Tuesday, I wanted to play. And then it was, you know, how is my body feeling? Is it going to be able to hold up? So at this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in. So I would just, I think it is interesting at this point to step back and look at the whole picture. You know, my side, love and appreciation, gratitude for everything that Green Bay has done for me. Love, so much love and gratitude and just heart open for the Packer fans.
Hell yeah.
And what it meant to be their quarterback. And also the reality of the situation, you know, like it is what it is. Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words. And because I still have that fire and I want to play and I would like to play in New York, it's just a matter of, you know, getting that done at this point.
Okay. So the thoughts there from Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show.
It's also like a revival in the background. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. The audio watermark from Pat McAfee. We don't need that. Well, he's not a trained broadcaster. Okay. Nonetheless, so
the wealthy broadcaster.
He's wealthy, just not very good. But that's fine. But at least he's able to get the news. That's all that matters, right?
God bless.
All right, he gets the news. All right. So out of all of that, you know, he says that the Packers are you know, digging their heels in, and rightfully so. They control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not – that's just one side of the story from Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not necessarily buying in because I've heard this guy speak before. In the same conversation, Cap, he says that the whole thing with Diana Russini saying that I had a wish list. I never said I had a wish list. But then in the same interview, names off guys that he'd want to play with. In that same interview.
No.
Lewis. And go ahead.
Well, he said they asked him, what do you think of Alan Lazard? They need to add to the wide receiver. He said – F, yeah. Alan Lazard's a hell of a player and a great guy in the room. He said, they asked me about free agents. He said, this thing that I gave them this piece of paper and said I got to have those guys, ridiculous.
That's not what was reported.
And he's laughing,
Cap?
Saying, I told Schefter, lose my number, LOL. And Schefter tweeted out the screenshot of the text.
Again, we'll go right back to the point. He did not, it was not reported that he gave a list.
It was reported he gave
a wish list
of who he wants to play with.
Not on a piece of paper. He just said that I never gave them a list, and then goes through the names of the guys that he wants to play with on that same list. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we disagree on that perspective.
I mean,
that's fine.
I mean, Cap. I mean, she says that there was a wish list, and however you want to say that, wish list could be written down or guys I'm thinking about, all of that. You mean to tell me that they named all of those guys and Rodgers said yes to all of them? Is that what happened? I think that he said, I'd like to play with Lazard and Lewis and the wide receiver, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, he's never played with him either. He said, who would want to play with Odell Beckham Jr.? Correct.
He's just, if you're a Jets fan, you're hoping that this works out, but just it is so much drama with it. Unnecessary drama. Long-form conversation with Pat McAfee going into the darkness. I got to figure out whether or not I can get my body up for this or not. Either you have the fire or you don't. What is that all about? Weird.
I mean, I think that's easy for you and I to say here in a radio studio. He's the guy taking 18 years of pounding on his body. He wants him. Can I physically all in, ready to go. This is a lifestyle. This is it. And you're going from Green Bay, where there ain't a lot of media, to every single day, the New York Post, the New York Daily News, the this, the Newsday, the that, the New York Times, every day, 47 microphones. Aaron, you were at a club. That's my business.
Yeah, but it's already part of it. The paparazzi was already there because the Jets weren't smart enough to park down the street and then walk up. You're parking right from his place. Ah, Aaron's got a good place here. All the cameras are there. Dumb.
Because they haven't won. Woody Johnson's won nothing. Nobody's cared.
So ridiculous. Hey, Woody Johnson, you know, I know that you like to, you know, get off your PJ, your private jet, and just be able to have a red carpet everywhere you go. Walk down the street so people won't see you in the cloak of darkness.
How about taking a car service? We'll text you when we're ready.
So ridiculous. 312-332-37.
Do they really rent cars?
I think so. They got a Darman.
No, they didn't have a Darman.
They didn't have a Darman.
My guy Darman Sirak picks me up.
Yeah.
He drops me off. Text me when you're ready. And he leaves. Yeah. No one knows I'm there. I thought that was where Jonathan Hoodler. Are they having a big meeting about something? Yo, there's Cap's car. No, yes. I have a Darman.
Yes.
But
you should have your a car service.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to rent. No, I don't need the upgrade. Johnson, Woody. Yeah, we'll just take, yeah, the Plymouth Horizon, that's fine. Just pile in there. Like, what are you doing? Are you guys that naive how to do this?
The Jets, man. See? I hope they don't fumble the ball here. They've been, the Jets and the Giants have been bad with this. And we complained about the Bears over the years.
Oh my God.
Dave McGinnis and all that nonsense, right?
It's embarrassing.
I mean, the Jets, I mean, right on the front. Ah, what a great play. People are watching.
Right.
Jets. Plainfield, Mike's on ESPN 1000 on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Here we go.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, you got me, Mike in Plainfield?
Mike in Plainfield, rock and roll there, Sparky.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
My comment was for Cap. I'm a long-term Bears fan. I always record Bears post-game live rather than the game because the game is usually too painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I can't believe you're allowing yourself to be gaslit by Rodgers. He's a covert narcissist. He's very smart, very manipulative, and he's been forcing this trade the whole time in a passive-aggressive manner. The moment that he came out and saying they drafted my replacement in Jordan Love, you know, teams always have to prepare for the future, but he takes it personally because his self-esteem is so low. It's just disappointing to see you fall under his spell like his ex-girlfriend's.
Oh, my God. I'm not falling under his spell. I'm just calling it as I see it. But I also, Hoodie knows, I find him intriguing.
Yes.
I do. Do I agree with everything he did? No. He should have been there in the off-season program. Absolutely. But the relationship, obviously, Mike, thanks, man. Have a great rest of your week. The relationship has obviously festered. It's a bad, bad breakup. So just move on. All right. Let's split the possessions up here. Let's just figure this out. And let's walk out of here. Man to man. Brian, I'm going to play for the Jets.
Yeah.
Get what you can. Let's get this done. Move on. And I loved, you have the audio there when he said, Jordan's a great effing kid. He's going to be a great player.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Will on the north side on ESPN 1000. Hi, Will.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, Will.
What's up, Will?
So, you know, I'm driving to work right now. I'm driving my daughter to daycare. My wife is with me in the car, and she's listening to you, Hoodie. And, she hates listening to sports radio with me, but she's listening to this, and she's a big Green Bay Packers fan. I don't know how I got with her.
Yeah.
And
wow.
She said...
It must be nice.
She said, oh, man, that guy has obviously never been through a bad breakup before because he doesn't understand the dynamics of, like, when somebody is spurned and they're hurt. You know, apparently the way that Aaron Rodgers is, of course, she's defending him. Of, you know, all the things that you get to do with how great he's been for that organization for that long. Mm-hmm. And he really played the fiddle yesterday when he kept on just admiring the Green Bay fans and the Green Bay people and the Green Bay town and how much he loves that city. But, hey, there's new people that are in that organization that don't really put me like the old regime did. and that's why I'm leaving you guys. And I really think that he played it masterfully yesterday, not only for, you know, Green Bay to make a move, but also for the Jets to make a move, you know, because they can't let this ride out. They have to move on to J-Love, and the Jets need to bring him in.
Well, I guess from my standpoint, the breakup shouldn't be this bad. That's my perspective, is that if Rodgers steps to the Packers and say, you know, I just don't want this anymore, the idea that you've got to go into some darkness, not 5 days, 2 days, because God forbid, you know, people wonder where Rodgers is after 2 days, so he's got to pop his head back out, and makes a big deal out of it. The whole thing with that is that if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm stepping to the Packers like, I just can't do this anymore. I know you say you want me for life, but I don't want to do this anymore. And you could just tell. You can just tell that the divorce is imminent between the two parties, the Packers and the Aaron Rodgers. So now we're just waiting for a compensation. I think it's in the Packers court. That's what we're waiting for. But I just think it shouldn't have to come to this. We talk about this all the time, Cap, especially with our teams. Why did the Blackhawks break up? Why did the Cubs break up at the end? And why did the Bulls break up at the end? Because people want to be able to have credit. They want their slice of the pie with credit. It shouldn't come down to that. But it comes down to ego. And that's usually the end all and the end for organizations when it comes down to ego. I'm the reason for the championship. No, I'm the reason for the championship. Shouldn't have to come down to that.
Correct. It shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah.
More often than not. The Blackhawks got old, but there are other situations where you're right. Partnerships, for whatever reason, when they reach a level where, wow, they're at the top of their market,
yeah,
it becomes a problem.
We debut our fast food rate region coming up, and also take more of your phone calls. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Our fast food region and some thoughts on Aaron Rodgers of the Packers. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bears have signed a backup quarterback. P.J. Walker agreed to a 2-year deal with the team yesterday. Walker has experience in the backup role, starting 7 of his 15 games for the Carolina Panthers. Orlando Brown Jr. is off the market. The Cincinnati Bengals signed Brown to a 4-year deal worth $64 million, including the largest signing bonus for an offensive lineman in NFL history at $31 million. The NCAA tournament gets underway today at 11:15. Both Northwestern and Illinois will be in action today. Illinois will play Arkansas in Des Moines at 3:30, and Northwestern will take on Boise State. You'll be able to hear that game right here on ESPN 1000 starting at 7 o'clock. Jay Moore.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
We got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock right here on this Thursday morning, a Deal Breakers Thursday here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Hope that you're going to enjoy your day. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday. And for the Bears fans, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers. Yes, the guy that's been the hammer, the Bears have been the nail in that equation. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers because it does shift the NFC North, where we believe that there's going to be an uphill climb for the Packers without Aaron Rodgers being around. And we're just talking about Aaron Rodgers because here's a guy here that's dominated the NFC North for a long time, and now more than likely will be a New York Jet. But as we continue on, we also want to let you know that because we're right here in tournament time, we are doing the Cap and J Hood Breakfast Madness Tournament. And we revealed a couple of regions yesterday. And today, Cap, the fast food region. Let's take a look at what we have for the fast food region. Now, maybe you should abstain from all this because I don't have fast food anymore.
That's right.
Take that.
Yeah, I never was a huge fast food guy. I wasn't. I mean, in my 20s, yeah. But not a huge fast food guy.
Okay.
Like, would I have a Potbelly or a Jersey Mike's? Is that fast food?
Yes, it is.
Okay. But I mean, like,
you had to have that because otherwise you'd starve in Indianapolis, from Chicago to Indianapolis. So you had to have some kind of food.
Shay and I had Chipotle.
Okay. Fast food also.
That's not fast food.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
That is much more of a opportunity, like a comfort dining food. It's not a fine dining. It's a dining experience.
It's fast food.
Brother. It's fast food.
Anyway. And by the way,
McDonald's is fast food. Burger King's fast food. Wendy's is fast food.
Yes. Yes.
I believe anything that takes under 30 minutes to cook is fast food.
Thank you very much, Jay Moore.
Wow.
And anything with a drive, and some have a drive through. Chipotle. Some have that.
I've never seen a Chipotle drive-thru.
Seen that on the road.
Absolutely. Oh, I've never seen that.
It's fast food. But again, no one's pointing at you and saying, ah, ha, 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 Cap eats fast. It happens, man. You drive a long way. You got to be able to stop and get something every now and then. And don't be casting aspersions on people that do.
I'm not casting aspersions on anyone.
You do that all the time to me.
No, I do not.
It's okay. I go to therapy, you know, three times a day for it. Now, here's Shay Norling with the fast food.
You're unbelievable.
All right.
All right,
Shay. Go ahead.
All right, let's get started with the very apparently controversial number one seed in the fast food region, the McDonald's hash brown, taking on Chick-fil-A's chicken biscuit, the 16 seed.
Horrendous. Right out of the box. Horrendous.
Yeah, that is
horrendous. I'm telling you, it's going to the Final Four.
Horrendous. And I'll give you one example. I can give you 10 examples, but because of time limitations, let me just tell you something. Cap, Jay Moore, remember those hot hash brown commercials from McDonald's? Remember those?
Yeah,
they never had them because they're always talking about all the other food. They never had side items that they promoted on commercials.
That is correct.
That's why that's not a number one seed. Should it be in the bracket? Yes. Number one seed? Absolutely not.
Yeah, not even a two seed.
Oh, get out of here. It's the one thing, no matter what you get at McDonald's, you get a McDonald's hash brown. I've had people tweet at me, I'm absolutely right, because there are people who just go get two hash browns and an orange juice and call it a day. That's their McDonald's breakfast.
President Norling getting some plaudits from people on Twitter. Everyone's saying it. It's ridiculous.
Many people agree with me. Yeah. Many people agree with me.
It's so egregious.
Okay. You know, it might be an upset, though.
That's fine, but
that
no
chicken biscuit
chance.
Is amazing.
The what is?
The chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A.
Wouldn't even know what it is.
So that's the 116. What is
a chicken biscuit from?
It's a chicken, like a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on a biscuit.
Chicken patty on a biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Never had it, but I know it's Chick-fil-A and a lot of people like it.
Correct. I am not going to flip. Believe Chick-fil-A to be the most overrated, most ridiculous concept I've ever seen.
All right, well, maybe Chick-fil-A won't have any entrance moving on. The 9-8 matchup, always entertaining. Burger King French toast sticks going up against the McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese.
Burger King made an appearance in the tournament.
Whopper, Whopper, Whopper.
Yeah, they're like Kennesaw State. Shocking.
All right, I like that. It should be an interesting matchup there. All right, 5-12.
All right, the 5-12 is the Burger King. Two entrants here. The 5 seed, the Burger King Chris Sandwich, taking on a 12 seed out of upstart Panera Bread, the bacon, egg, and cheese from Panera Bread.
Panera Bread. I'd like to have a soup, please. I'm going to Panera. Have you got it?
No. We're going to 5 seed in that spot.
Okay.
Going 5 seed in that
spot. I'm trying to see. Honest to God. Like, I've had the McDonald's hash browns. They're whatever. They're not that good. They're okay. How many, like, have I had 4 of these things out of 16 ever in my life?
The 4-13, Shay.
That makes me look bad.
All right, the 4-13 matchup, 4 seed, a powerhouse here, the McGriddle, taking on the 13 seed and upset-minded Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit.
Nah, 4 seed got that.
And the reason why is because it's more accessible, Jay Moore, because I can go to McDonald's that's open 24 hours. And I can get that McGriddle quicker than I can get the Chick-fil-A. I got to wait until 7 a.m. when they open?
Yes.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, if I wanted earlier than that, I could just slip into any McDonald's to get that McGriddle.
And you can't have it on Sunday.
Right. That's the big thing working against Chick-fil-A. You can't get it on Sundays.
All right. 3-14 matchup.
3-14 going back to Chick-fil-A. And this is their biggest entrant, the 3 seed, the Chick-fil-A Minis, going up against the 14 Starbucks Bacon and Gouda Sandwich.
Oh, boy. That's a good matchup.
Mm.
That's a strong 3-14 right there.
That I can guess that it's mini little chicken things.
Yeah.
The Starbucks...
Bacon and Gouda is terrific. fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
More times than not, I'm having that. If I'm going to Starbucks in the morning, I'll get that.
The bacon. I get the egg white thing if I've ever had to get breakfast food.
Just comes through in a pinch, that number 14
seed. The turkey bacon egg white thing?
Yeah that's good, too.
I've gotten that.
6-11.
The 6-11 matchup, another powerhouse, McDonald's Egg McMuffin, the sixth seed, takes on Dunkin' Donuts Sausage Egg and Cheese.
I've never had the Dunkin' one. I've had the Egg McMuffin. It is good. Haven't had it, I don't know how many years, but it is good.
The 11 comes through in a pinch, especially after you've had a night of drinking. It sops up the liquor. The 7-10.
7-10 matchup, we're looking at McDonald's Big Breakfast. That's where you get the little flapjack, the egg. You get all the stuff. Going against, this is a real upset-minded 10-seed hoodie, Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunchwrap.
What? Oh, it's Taco Bell. I didn't know what company made that. What is a breakfast Crunchwrap? Like a taco with eggs in it?
Yes, it's like the Crunchwrap you get, but it's filled with breakfast items. You get the breakfast sausage, the egg, all of that.
Taco Bell has definitely stepped their game up.
It's a burrito Crunchwrap style. Breakfast burrito Crunchwrap style.
Yeah, they added the breakfast. It didn't used to open until like 10 or 11 o'clock in the afternoon, in the morning rather. But now the breakfast has changed the game. Very good. And then lastly, 2-15.
The 2-15, McDonald's goes head-to-head here. The 15 seed, old school McDonald's pancakes. Go up against number 2, Sausage McMuffin.
I've had the Sausage McMuffin. It's fine. I've never had the pancakes, so I don't... Are they good?
Pancakes are fine.
Could be an upset alert, though.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not... It doesn't wow you, the McDonald's pancake. It's fine, but you got to have something on the side, whether it's a sausage or a bacon. But it's fine. It's a nice little item. But this is interesting, though. I'm glad that you're able to come to over here, Cap, to where people live and look at this and see that people have a lot of choices for fast food.
So I just counted out of the 16, how many do you think I've ever eaten in my life?
I'd say 4.
5. I've had the hash browns.
Yep.
I've had the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Hash brown is good, though.
It's 2. I've had the Starbucks bacon and Gouda is 3.
Yeah, man.
I've had the Egg McMuffin is 4. And I've had the Sausage McMuffin at some point in my life. That's 5. I've never had any of the others.
Yeah, and then the BK, too. The BK stuff's pretty good. They didn't represent very much, did they, Shay? Like 2 or 3 items? Or maybe 2
just
items.
Just 2 items. They showed up twice.
Yeah. So.
But glad to make the tournament.
All right, your phone call is coming up. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Hoodie, I'm so out of touch with these breakfast items. Danny's all over me.
Oh, man.
So I'm putting a poll question up. It'll be on Twitter. And it is, have you ever had McDonald's pancakes? Period. I'll bet it's 95%. Yes, and I'm in the minority, 5%. That's my guess.
I mean, listen, you try to take care of yourself and avoid it a lot of these places or just have you bring your own container of food. I understand it. But I would just think that, you know, in a family gathering, maybe you go to some of these places, but you have not. You have not gone to McDonald's or Burger King with Brett or whomever. You go to these high-end restaurants.
No. That's not true.
He's good. These high-end restaurants. That's where we could find you.
Hold on a minute. Espresso, my favorite spot to eat breakfast. My guy Gus, who owns them.
High-end.
That is...
High-end. It's quality.
Quality breakfast.
That damn right. See? High-end. You just don't have time to be stepping into these. I understand that.
Like, I go in there and I can get my eggs how I want them. Little avocado.
And?
Sliced tomatoes.
And? There's something in the menu that has your name on it, is it not?
That was when he expanded. But I mean, I was going there long before that. Gus cooks up a hell of a breakfast.
What was it? A roast beef sandwich? What was it?
No. You mean the thing with me?
Yes.
Oh, it's...
You had an item on the menu that was named after you.
Correct. Because I would always order eggs with smashed up avocado in it and bacon.
It was called the Cap, or was it?
The David Kaplan.
The David Kaplan.
Right. And then sliced tomatoes on the side.
Yeah.
I get that all the time. That's what I eat.
Mm-hmm.
I just... you know what? I know it. I'm in the minority. I'm putting the poll question up. I get it. I'm a goof. I've never had McDonald's pancakes in my life.
Well, I just think that Chick-fil-A to the side, because that's kind of a new phenomenon for us. Mm-hmm. It was not Chick-fil-A when you and I were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Shay, yes, but for you and I, no.
It was Popeyes was like the one that rivaled KFC.
Yes.
And it was Kentucky Fried Chicken when we were kids.
All I'm saying is that through 60 years, people would have thought, again, Chick-fil-A aside, that you have been able to try some of these things while coaching on the road, recruiting, sitting down at a McDonald's, having some of this stuff. That's what people are saying. After all these years,
right?
How come you haven't been at these places?
And I ate some of my way through some crappy food, like unhealthy food. Yes. I just was never I'm not a huge pancake guy.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, once in a blue moon, but I've never had the McDonald's pancakes. One time, I was in the Dayton airport.
Yeah.
And flights delayed. Had nothing to do in the Dayton airport. Like, some have these, like, shopping areas you can go browse and do whatever. The Pittsburgh airport, really good shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at layover. Dulles, another one. Dayton? No, it's a hellhole. And they have a Chick-fil-A. I'm like, you know what? All right, I'm going in.
Yep.
I got a Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, this is the most I didn't even finish it. I'm
right.
Like, it's the most overrated, stupid concept I've ever seen. And I get it. I'm the guy who's in the minority. It's like, piece of chicken on a white bread bun. I got on DePaul played at West Virginia.
Yeah.
I did the game on ESPN. And Jerry Wainwright, the former coach, said, hey, when are you going home? Tomorrow. I got to drive to Pittsburgh, get a flight out of there. Just fly back with us on the charter. Huh. They get beat 40. Huggins pounds them.
Yep.
Those kids, you would think, would be devastated. They got on the plane. Chick-fil-A!
Yeah.
It was on everybody's seat. There was two of them on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you guys can have this. You'd have thought I handed out gold bars.
Yes. That means a lot to the players.
Oh, my God.
It's always there for UIC, right there on the seat.
Jerry looked like
fantastic.
He'd been beaten by Mike Tyson for 15 rounds, and the kids are just, whatever, we got Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that makes everything better.
Yeah, like people really take it seriously.
Vicky in McHenry on ESPN 1000. Hey, Vic.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, Cap, your Chipotle, do you know how much sodium is in that food? Like a burrito's got 2,700 milligrams of sodium over at Chipotle. So that is, they call that fast casual now. Kind of a.
That's the word, fast casual. I was trying to say casual dining. Yes, you're correct. I've had that burrito's delicious. I don't eat
it
very often, but I've had it. Shay and I, driving back from Indy, had to get back, and I had a burrito.
2,700 milligrams, Vic, is that what you said, of sodium?
Yeah, 2,700 milligrams of sodium in a burrito.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Delicious.
So, and also, too, you guys are wrong about the hash browns from McDonald's. And every time you guys talk about it, I want to get in my car and drive down the street and go to McDonald's, because that stuff to me is crack. I mean, it's nuts. So the hash browns, McDonald's hash browns, definitely. I'm with Shay, Final Four contender. But the real reason why I called in is because today is the day that it is time to take the crown off of Tim Anderson's head and put the whiny little bitch crown on Aaron Rodgers' head.
Oh,
and
stop.
Never come off.
Stop. Come on. You know what bothers people that don't like him?
What's that?
He came off really likable yesterday.
To whom?
I don't agree with that.
To whom? To whom?
Okay.
Who, the people that side with his arrogance? Absolutely not. Not likable. It's an asshat. He always has been. Shot or no shot, 2 minutes.